Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. Here's what I think. I think there's Wi-Fi all around, right? I live in a canyon. There's still Wi-Fi. What I'm trying to say is, at every second of the day, we could plug into better signal, better reception. And when we're with someone who is just dropped in to 5 bars of broadband, everything turns on. They become our Wi-Fi router. And so I've been living in this, right? I went first. I started this podcast. I sit with these people all the time. I'm being given direct. I sit every week with Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Howard Schultz, Barbara, like they're pouring into me all the time. Plus I've been on this spiritual mindful journey, plus building businesses, right? So when someone's around someone like that, you're like, oh, I see reality through their energetic. And now all of a sudden I see further than I saw before and I feel it in my body. So when women come to my house, they leave richer because they can feel what's actually possible. It's in the air. It's in the energy. You have an experience like that. Words don't teach. It's the environment that does it. It's the way you feel inside of an energy space. It's standing in front of the Grand Canyon and you don't talk out loud. You just cry because something inside of you goes, whoa, what is that feeling? What is this feeling of looking out at the starry, starry night? What is this feeling of holding a baby and smelling her head for the first time? It's not in words. It's in an experience. So that's why I do those retreats. And we also do big retreats too that are less money when we want to have like 100 women. And those are also awesome. Again, it's good Wi-Fi. It's good signal. It's a clear bandwidth. There's no static. We live this way. We live in an abundant place because the world really is not net neutral. It's net positive. And you can bend this 3D reality. That's not the hard part. That is not the hard part of the video game. You can bend it. It's really not hard. It's about the hardest step is the first step, which is just setting down the I can't afford it, I'm in scarcity thought. Like you set that down. What's on the other side of that? Ooh, you might actually have to step into what feels uncomfortable, which is being creative, allowing yourself to receive, calling people forward, stepping into leadership, being willing to be messy. But on the other side of that is a giant amount of opportunity and business. And that's what we all really want to be because our soul doesn't want a comfort zone. When you think about water, this is the last thing I'll say. If water doesn't move, it dies. If you see water in a pond, you cannot drink that. It's filled with algae. And after a while, it's like death. Like if you drink it, you get sick. But if water is moving, like in a river, Colorado River, it literally gives life. It's life-giving. Okay. We all buy water from these springs that are alive. we as human beings, we will argue all day for it. This is the end. I cannot afford it. Here are all the reasons why I don't have anything else. Next year will be the same, and next year will be the same, and it's her fault, and it's his fault, and it's this is the way it is, and this is the way it is, and this is the way it is. And it's like your soul doesn't want to stay in any place. We want to keep moving. We want to keep growing. We want to keep stretching. Life itself is a current. It needs to move like electricity. It needs currents to go through it. So all the while when we're like, but this is the truth, there's nothing else possible. Your soul dies every time you do that. I don't care if you feel there's a payoff. There's no payoff in that. You want to grow. You want to stretch. So maybe it is scary. Of course it was scary for me to call ad agencies. Of course it was scary for me to walk into writers' rooms and write songs. And I was like, what if I say something dumb? What if I don't have a good melody idea? Every one of those steps was scary. Of course it was scary to interview Matthew McConaughey. It was scary. It was intimidating. Of course it was scary. I've got to do so many things. And my soul does jumping jacks and flips afterwards and says, good for you, because you pushed a limit that you thought you had. And you realize there was no limit. It was just fear. It was just a dragon that didn't exist. So I'm the lucky one because I keep showing up for things that scare my ego. My soul's not scared, but my ego is shaking and would rather say, you know, the most convenient way to not have to be scared, I can just tell you the reasons. There's no other possibilities. And I'm broke. And that's all there will ever be. I can't afford it. And that's all that will ever be. It's like, okay, that's not reality, but go with it. You won't be happy there, but go with it. Because as soon as I shine a light on every possibility that exists, you have to deal with the fact that the real problem is you've been telling yourself, I have nothing else to give. And that's the biggest lie. You have so much to give. I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.